Playful People's Radio Hour. Follow beloved fairy tale characters while we find out how their stories came about, while they solve the mystery of who stole the giant's golden harp in this original piece entitled Fractured Fairy Tales, Episode 1.
Once upon a time is usually how these tales are told. You've probably heard the sweet children's stories like Goldilocks and the Three Bears, Little Red Riding Hood, and Jack and the Beanstalk. These tales are told with the intention of teaching young children morals. Morals such as...
Listen to your mother.
Don't talk to strangers.
Don't steal.
We gloss over the uncomfortable and questionable aspects of the stories. The parts where children and grandmothers are eaten and stealing from giants is okay. The creatures and people in the fairy tales we're all familiar with are real, but not quite the same as in their stories. Their true tales become fractured by the storytellers, pieces of truth sewn together with fantastic tales of cruelty and fear. The tales begin in a true place of magic, a realm within our own, hidden away in forgotten forests and protected by enchantment. There are humans, but also fairies, giants, elves, gnomes, and all sorts of talking animals. They had a school for the youngest inhabitants, and attending that school were Jack, Jill, Goldie, and Bailey, a baby bear.
Jack, come on. Mom told us we need to get this basket to Grandma Ginny ASAP. I already did the morning chores without you, and I almost fell down the hill while I was getting water.
Calm down, Jill. Bailey and I are almost done with our game of honey cups.
Jack, Bailey always wins honey cups.
Not today. Today I'm feeling lucky.
He's a bear, Jack. He has a much more sensitive nose and a highly sophisticated honey-hunting sense.
Why, thank you, Jill. It's true. I'm amazing. Jack, last chance. Which cup is hiding the honey dice?
I got it. That one.
Wrong again.
Oh, man. Want to play again?
Jack, we have to go. Grandma Ginny needs this basket of ingredients for a gingerbread, which is supposed to be served at the ball tonight.
Queen Rapunzel's ball? The food is always the best at her parties. Everyone in the land makes their favorite food to share, and then the feasting begins. My mom is bringing her famous honey porridge.
Our mom is making breadcrumb pudding, and Uncle Hansel is going to help Grandma Ginny with the gingerbread cookies.
Your Grandma Ginny is the coolest. It's so weird how travelers are scared of her. Who could be scared of a sweet old witch in a gingerbread house?
Super weird. Grandma Ginny is always helping people with her potions and magic. Wolfie used to go a little nuts on full moon nights until Grandma Ginny perfected a potion candy that helps him keep control of himself. He can now be in wolf form comfortably, which he prefers.
Yep, now we really need to go and make those deliveries.
Hi, everyone. Are you coming all tonight?
Hey, Goldilocks. Nice hair. Those golden curls are a true reflection of your mother's golden locks. It's no wonder why she named you Goldilocks.
Please, you know I prefer to be called Goldie.
Sorry.
Hi, Goldie. Are you gathering the goodies for the ball?
The whole village is cooking up a storm, and the first foods of the feast are being set at the banquet tables as we speak. Are you going to bring Mama Bear's honey porridge, Bailey?
I sure am. Do you want to come with me so I can pick it up?
Only if we can swing by the beanstalk first. I promised the giants I'd make their 3-bean chili for them since they won't be joining us.
Why aren't the giants coming this year?
Oh, it's terrible. They were robbed last night. Stole their magic harp. Without the magic harp, the giants can't travel to our world, or we'd be crushed. The harp's magic and shrinks them to a more average size. The ball.
That's terrible. Poor giants. Is there anything we can do to help?
Let's ask Grandma Ginny. Maybe she'll know what to do.
The four friends set out together for Grandma Ginny's house, which was located deep in the woods. The path was well-worn and familiar to Jack and Jill, who had made the trip dozens of times before visiting their dear grandmother. Before they had gone very far, they heard a deep growl coming from the shadows.
Grrr.
They stopped. Something was definitely there.
Grrr.
Hello? Who's there?
Grrr.
Wolfie, is that you?
Roar. Roar!
Wolfie, wolves don't roar, they howl.
Oh, yeah.
Wolfie, what are you doing?
I'm trying to scare you all. I'm trying to learn the ways of a wolf. If no one can see me as anything but a big bad wolf that huffs and puffs and blows houses down when I roar!
Howls?
Right, howls. Then that's what I'll be.
What? We know you're a smart, talented guy who chooses to take the form of the wolf to remain authentic to yourself. We also know that you'd never hurt a fly, and that becoming a werewolf is something you're proud of. What changed?
I can't guarantee you're safe with me. Rumpelstiltskin told me about another werewolf he knew that lost control and went crazy. Apparently, he climbed a tower and stole a royal treasure, and then he poured dragon slime all over the road, causing several accidents. The guy doesn't even remember doing it. I don't want to be responsible for getting people hurt. Better if I just live in the woods as a wild animal.
You're listening to Rumpelstiltskin now? You know he's a liar, prankster. He may be my uncle, but I trust him. Love yourself, Wolf.
But he makes such convincing argument. To be sure, I need to see Grandma Jane.
Well, you might as well walk with us because we're heading that way.
With another friend in tow, Jack, Jill, Bailey, Goldie, and Wolfie started down the trail yet again. With a little more urgency, they ran the rest of the way to Grandma Ginny's. When they arrived, Grandma Ginny was finishing up a sparkling purple elixir in a copper cauldron. It smelled like chocolate and cinnamon and was as inviting to the children's senses as a warm hug.
Hi, Grandma Ginny. We're here. We brought the ingredients you need for your gingerbread.
Well, well, well. Yes, you are. I wasn't expecting the whole squadron, but I'm happy to see you all. Would anyone like to try my new brew?
What is it?
Oh, it might be a potion to turn you into a frog.
Ribbit.
Or a milky white cow.
Mm.
Or a candy cane, but it's actually a cure for the blues. That's why it's purple, of course.
Grandma, is it hot cocoa?
Essentially, yes. This is the most delicious hot cocoa that ever existed. It tastes amazing, but will also cure a gnome of the blues, a rather contagious magical element that literally turns gnomes blue. Some gnomes actually prefer to be blue, though the grumpy side effects can be a bit overwhelming. Want to taste?
Yes, please.
Yes, thank you, Grandma.
Definitely.
Yeah, thank you.
Is it dairy-free?
Absolutely. 100%. This is made from the purple cacao seeds that are found in the caverns of the fairies.
Thank you, Mrs. Gingerbread.
A little bear, why don't you just call me Grandma?
Eek! Thank you, Grandma. This is just right. Not too hot, not too cold.
Grandma Ginny, we're not just here on a social visit. We need your help solving a mystery.
Oh, mystery. I do love those. What's up?
The giants were robbed last night. The thief climbed the beanstalk and stole the magic harp. Without the magic harp, the giants can't travel to our world.
Well, that is strange. The harp, you say? I was also robbed a few days ago. I had made a fetch batch of dream cakes to give to the troll under the bridge. He hasn't been sleeping well, and I brew up some excellent adventure dreams for him. He prefers rather scary dreams, though, so I even added a few zombies. Dream cakes meant for a troll would be far too strong for any other creature, though, and I've been worried about whoever ate them.
You were worried about the thief? But they stole from you.
Now, now. We don't know the circumstances of the situation. Also, they are very tempting cakes. They are made with a powerful magic, and besides, my baking is always irresistible. I shouldn't have left them on the windowsill to cool. That was irresponsible of me. I'm afraid this is all my fault.
What can we do?
This is just terrible!
Calm down now, Wolfie. Everything will be okay. The first thing to do is to make a second batch of the cakes, but with different ingredients this time, of course. The thief will need to eat them to wake up from the daydream. The effects of the dream cakes can make someone dreaming while still awake. So the person who did this is probably scared and confused and seeing things that aren't really there. Oh, I wish I hadn't added zombies.
The group sipped their cocoa and started helping Grandma Ginny with a new batch of dream cakes. Another figure was watching them from the trees. The curtains were drawn, and only their shadows could be seen from outside. The terrified Rumpelstiltskin sobbed as he watched their shadows flash by.
No!
Followed by a long howl from the wolf.
I can't look. I should do something. I should try to stop him. No, too dangerous. I've got to get help. Wait, are those zombies over there?
Poor Rumpelstiltskin. He was the one who had taken and eaten Grandma Ginny's dream cakes, not realizing what they truly were. Upon eating them, though, he started daydreaming. His visions morphed reality, and he saw Grandma Ginny as a scary old witch who was tricking children into drinking her potions. He saw Wolfie as a hungry wolf who was trying to eat everyone. Panicked, he ran all the way to Rapunzel's tower to get help.
Rapunzel, please let me come up. I need help.
Rumpelstiltskin, are you okay?
No, I am not okay. There is a wolf eating children in the woods, and the witch is helping catch the children, and...
What?
It's horrible. Also, I think there are zombies.
Zombies? Rumpelstiltskin, I don't have time to deal with your shenanigans today. Today is the ball, and I have a million things to do before the feast begins. Please stop spreading these silly stories.
But I really did see it. You've got to believe me.
You mean like last week, when you told me that Fairy Godmother had been turned into a hedgehog. I spent an entire afternoon trying to catch that hedgehog before I realized you were playing a trick on me.
Okay, that was hilarious. But no, this is different. This is real.
Rumpelstiltskin, I promised Mom I'd watch over you, but I am tired of this. You've been playing tricks on me since we were kids, and I'm not playing your games today.
But...
No. You look tired. Why don't you go lie down for a bit and take a nap?
A nap. Yes, a nap would be good. So tired.
Just a minute! My friend Gretel is here. Do you remember Gretel?
Of course I remember Gretel.
Can you please not embarrass me in front of my friend?
Oh, pshaw. When have I ever been embarrassing?
When I was 12 and you decided to curse my hair.
What's wrong with golden hair?
First of all, you cursed me just when Prince Philip was about to ask me to the dance. I was so close. Then bam, my hair starts growing faster than I could run. I tripped over Philip, ruining my chances at dancing with my childhood crush, and then I fell into the pond.
Oh, you left out the best part. The part where even your eyebrows were growing at super speed.
If you embarrass me again, I'll tell everyone what your middle name is.
No, please, you can't.
Best behavior.
Rapunzel, are you there?
Yes, come in, Gretel. Sorry about that. I have an unexpected visitor.
Oh, hi, Rumpelstiltskin. How are you doing?
Actually, terribly. Thanks for asking. You see, I just came from the woods where I saw several children attacked by a vicious werewolf.
But the only werewolf who lives around here is Wolfie, and you know he wouldn't hurt a fly.
Well, something terrible is happening to our woods. Oh, I didn't even tell you about the zombies. There are zombies.
Okay. Are you feeling all right?
No!
Brother! Why don't you go lie down for a bit? Remember how tired you are?
Tired? Yeah, sleep. Sleep will be good. Waking up will be good.
Is he okay? Your brother has always been a little weird, but this is concerning.
I think so. He's really freaked out, though. Maybe we should go ask your mom.
Good idea. Hansel was supposed to help her with the gingerbread today, but he's investigating the robbery at the beanstalk.
Robbery? Why didn't I hear of this?
The harp was stolen. If they don't get it back, the giants won't ever be able to visit again.
You know, Rumpelstiltskin and the troll under the bridge have this theory that the harp is really an alien artifact that can transport people through time and space.
Your brother has some interesting ideas.
Should we ask him if he knows anything about it?
I hate to wake him up.
You're right. Let's go find our kids. They usually know all the local news before we do.
True. My Jack and Jill love to solve a mystery. Let's go.
Rapunzel and Gretel put on their cloaks, covered Rumpelstiltskin with a blanket, and left the tower. Not long after, a mysterious voice wakes up Rumpelstiltskin. It calls to him, and as if in a trance,
I can hear you, but I won't.
He shuffles across the floor and climbs out the window, scaling the tower walls. At the bottom of the tower, he tries to lay down to sleep, but the voice calls to him again. As if sleepwalking, he walks into the woods. Meanwhile, Goldie, Jack, Jill, Bailey, Wolfie, and Grandma Ginny had finished the new batch of dream cakes and were setting their trap.
These cakes look so good. I'm hungry.
Don't eat them, Jack. We need the thief to eat them.
Don't worry. Rapunzel's feast is tonight, and we'll be able to stuff ourselves with all of the delicious delicacies of the kingdom.
Hey-ho, my dears. I brought you some snacks while we're waiting.
I don't think I can eat a thing. I am so nervous. This is so spooky, being out here when it gets dark. There might be spiders.
Spiders?
The itsy bitsy spiders. They're so creepy. Over the legs.
You by far are the least terrifying creature here, Wolfie.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. It's hard to break the chains of prejudice against werewolves. The truth is, most of us are actually vegetarians who practice meditation. Namaste.
You are an exemplary werewolf, my dear, and we are all proud of you.
It is so nice to be with people who understand. Thank you, Wolf. Thank you, Grandma Ginny.
Now, let's finish setting up this mystery picnic so we can help the poor soul who ate my dream cakes. Good. This looks good.
I love how you arranged the cake and tea, and the strawberry jam on this cute little table. Jill, your red cape works great as a tablecloth. Too bad it ripped on that branch.
That's okay. I was getting a little tired of Rumpelstiltskin calling me Little Red Riding Hood every time I passed him in the woods. I'm going to go for a black cape next time, ninja style.
I bet it was Rumpelstiltskin who stole the giant's harp. And the dream cakes.
Well, we'll soon find out. Wait, do you hear that?
It's the shrieking eels!
Wolfie, there are no eels in the forest.
Oh, yeah, right. Banshees?
They're off on their annual sound meditation retreat. Sing, sisters.
Ah!
I think it's coming from close to the beanstalk.
Let's go investigate. I have a funny feeling about this.
The group made their way along the path until they reached the beanstalk. The singing had stopped, and they could see footprints heading into a nearby clearing. They quietly crept closer and peered through the bushes to see who was there. To everyone's surprise, Rumpelstiltskin was there, with the magic harp. More surprising than the presence of the harp was the position in which it was placed. Rumpelstiltskin was kneeling in front of the harp, which was not just a harp, but a beautiful golden fairy, with a harp where her wings should have been.
Oh my, the giant harp. But is she controlling Rumpelstiltskin? Look.
The golden harp motioned for Rumpelstiltskin to get up, which he did immediately. Then she pointed off into the woods in the direction of Grandma Ginny's house. Rumpelstiltskin then took off running, or stumbling, through the woods. At the same moment, Grandma Ginny emerged from the bushes and knelt down next to the harp.
It's been a long time, Melody.
Oh, hello, Miss Gingerbread. So nice to see you.
Melody, what are you doing here?
I just wanted to visit my old friends.
Is this all you're doing? Another attempt to spread malicious lies about magic folk?
Fine, yes. They call me Mischief Maker Melody. I spread suspicion and fear through stories and lies. I started some fabulously evil suspicions in the mind of that ridiculous little Rumpelstiltskin. What fun! With those troll dream cakes in his system, he'll daydream up some fabulous tales, then tell them to those silly little Grimm brothers. Those two spread stories around the world that will give children nightmares for generations!
How could you do this? Who are you?
She's a rather naughty fairy who's been serving the giants as a part of a community service requirement. She was also barred from flying for 100 years by transforming her wings into a harp. She's part of a dark creature rehabilitation program, and believe it or not, is imperfect.
How do you know all this, Grandma?
Because many years ago, she was responsible for spreading a terrible story about me.
You?
Yes, your mother and Uncle Hansel too. The entire human world believes me to be a witch who eats children.
Ew.
Gross. Why would they say that?
Oh, I know. I found a book one day from the human village nearby. It told a gruesome story about a brother and sister, Hansel and Gretel, who were abandoned in the woods. They find a house made entirely out of gingerbread and candy, and that they were captured by the owner, a terrible witch who lured children into her house only to fend them up and eat them.
Grandma Ginny, that story is weird and kind of disturbing.
Humans will believe anything.
Melody, where did you send Rumpelstiltskin?
To your house, of course. Only you have the spell to change my wings back. I want to return to my old life, messing with the lives of both humans and magical folk. Such fun! You're all so mad. Look at your faces.
Oh, Melody, do you think I'd leave important spells and potions out where people like Rumpelstiltskin could find them? I mean, okay, so I might have left the troll's dream cakes, but there is no way he could find my spell book. Besides that, I doubt he even makes it to my house anyway. We left out a little picnic that will be quite irresistible to him.
What? No? My plan is foolproof.
Well, shall we find out?
Grandma Jeannie took out of her apron a wand, which she waved towards Melody while muttering a spell so quietly that none of the others could hear her. The golden fairy harp then lifted off the ground on a swirling purple cloud and started floating in front of her as she headed into the woods. Jack, Jill, Goldie, Bailey, and Wolfie followed Grandma Jeannie in awe of her calm and power.
She is so cool.
As the group follows the trail of Rumpelstiltskin, Rapunzel and Gretel are following the path to Grandma Jeannie's from the tower. Right at the fork in the road between Grandma Jeannie's and the beanstalk, Rumpelstiltskin was brushing off the mess of jam that was smeared on his arms after crashing into the picnic left by Grandma Jeannie. He looked at his arms, then picked up the red hooded cloak that had been used as a tablecloth.
Oh no, Little Red, I mean Jill, this is hers! Why is it ripped, shredded, probably from the claws of that werewolf? And on my arms, is this blood? Oh my gosh, I'm going to be sick!
Rumpelstiltskin?
Rapunzel! Oh, Rapunzel, it's terrible, just horrible. Look! He's eaten Jill, probably Jack, too.
Excuse me? Who has eaten my children?
The werewolf! He probably ate Grandma first. Oh, no! Goldie! Bailey! Gone!
What in the world is going on?
I can tell you all about it, my dear, after I give your brother one of these cakes.
Mother? What is going on here? Cakes?
Just a minute, Mom. You'll see.
Rumpelstiltskin.
Ah! It's her, the witch! She's gonna eat us and feed us to our pet zombies! Ah!
Let me handle this. Hey, Rumpelstiltskin. Eat one of these cakes and the zombies won't be able to sense you.
Bailey, he's not gonna fall for it. Wow, he ate the cake.
Brother? Are you okay?
A group of friends watched as Rumpelstiltskin's form relaxed, and then he let out a long sigh. When he stood up, he was steady and calm. He faced Grandma Jeannie, face downcast and ashamed.
Mrs. Gingerbread, I am so sorry for stealing your cake.
Oh, dearie me, I am just so relieved you are safe and sane again. I apologize for leaving out such a dangerous temptation. And as for you, Melody, you will be brought back to the giant kingdom where you will study empathy, compassion, and the power of words.
Blah, blah, blah. Lighten up! I'm just having a little fun. Kids like to be scared. The stories I spread are far more interesting and exciting than the truth.
The stories you spread are often believed to be the truth and are hurtful to the folks you write about. Take Wolfie here, a kind and sensitive wolf who is gentle and vegan. Telling everyone he is a murderous beast is wrong and cruel.
Gee, I hadn't thought of that. I'll try harder next time, teacher. Pinky swear, Scout's honor.
With that, Grandma Jeannie swished her wand with a flourish, and Melody disappeared in a poof of purple smoke.
You've sent her back to the giant's realm, where she'll be supervised by a team of healers and therapists. One day, Melody will realize the power she holds in her words, a real gift when used for good.
This has been a truly enlightening evening, but I wonder if we might be able to continue the process while we make our way back to the tower. The ball has already begun, and I have never missed a feast.
Good idea, Mom. Uncle Rumpelstiltskin, would you like to join us?
My dear niece, I would be honored. By the way, I'm sorry I spread the rumor about your hair being actual gold.
That was you? You realize how many leprechauns I've had to scold for trying to pluck a hair out of my head?
Sorry!
Mom, I have changed my mind. I do not want a little brother. He would no doubt drive me nuts, like your brother does to you.
Dear one, I wouldn't trade my brother for a million pots of gold. He may annoy me and be the cause of shenanigans across the kingdom, but I love him dearly.
Aww.
Rumpelstiltskin was speechless.
which was rare, he simply took his sister's hand in one of his and Goldie's hand in the other, and they started the walk back to the tower.
You know, I feel bad for Melody.
For Melody? Why? She did nothing but spread lies and hurt people.
I can't help but think about the three billy goats that used to live across the bridge. Mama Bear taught me how bullies are usually just hurt and sad, too, lashing out on those around them. She told me that how the billy goats were originally pets of the humans and were mistreated and ran away to our woods. They used to be so mean, but Little Bo Peep befriended them and taught them about love, trust, and empathy.
I think I see now. Grandma Ginny understands too, which is why she is trying to help Melody. She really is an amazing and good witch.
And she makes the very best gingerbread cookies in the world.
The group walked together in silence, thinking about the events of the day and reflecting on Grandma's message that
words hold great power.
That night, the entire kingdom gathered together to feast and be merry. Goldie, Jill, Jack, and Bailey sat together and watched their parents dance and laugh together.
The radio drama which you just heard was inspired by the Brother Grimm fairy tales. The adaptation for Playful People's Radio Hour was by Katie D'Arcy, and Emily Pennington was the director, with music and foley done by the entire cast. This has been Playful People's Radio Hour. This is PPP, Playful People Productions.